You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As mentioned before, the Green Party are calling for legislation which would legalise festival drug testing before the summer festival season begins. More on festival drug testing, I spoke to Drug Demand Reduction Manager for the NZ Drug Foundation to get their views on the proposed move.
We fully support it, and it's something that we've been asking for quite a while, and we've been having conversations with Chloe along the way as well. So we're pleased to see that they're helping to tighten the screws.
So why is it a long time coming?
I don't know, really. I think the national government wasn't particularly interested in it, and now that we have had a change of government, Labor does have it in their manifesto to that they'll be taking a health-focused approach to this issue. So we're hopeful that they will be able to do the small change to the Misuse of Drugs Act.
So what have organisations such as Know Your Stuff been doing in the past, and how have they been limited with the current laws?
So basically the Misuse of Drugs Act just prohibits a premises being used to facilitate an offence against the Act, which includes use. So if a premises or an event license holder allows Know Your Stuff to set up at their festival, that's, in a way, it could be argued that they're allowing an offence to take place. And so it's just that sort of grey area. Even though they're trying to reduce harm and keep people safe, the Act implies that they are actually committing an offence against the Misuse of Drugs Act.
Yeah. Are we expected to see some backlash for this call? I'm guessing some people would sort of see this as encouraging drug use.
It's possible. I mean, we did this something similar 30 years ago when we allowed free needle exchanges around the country. And so that was giving people the equipment to take steps so that they could keep themselves safe. It's just it's a harm reduction approach which just accepts that there will always be some people that will do these things, and that the best approach to keep those people safe is to give them the information and resources that they need to make better decisions. I think we know that from last summer that I think it was about 20% of the drugs taken were, or the drugs that we tested, were not what people thought they were. And when they were given this information, about half of them intended not to use the substance. So we know that people do make safer decisions for their health if they have the information.
So is this call for common sense drug legislation and drug reform, is this only for festivals and events? How else could this be implicated?
Well, that's the focus of Know Your Stuff's work, but it would make sense. I mean, festivals are not the only place that people take drugs, I suppose, and nightclubs are another location, and so that would be a setting where we want to work out how people can get those substances tested as well, that they're using it, or use it at nightclubs, so whether there is a permanent location that people can go to take their stuff to get tested, or whether they can be allowed in nightclubs or other locations. So not just in festivals.
Obviously, Green Party are calling for this to be pushed in before festival season begins. What are the difficulties, what are the challenges of bringing in drug reform so quickly?
This is a really minor change, and like really we believe that the Misuse of Drugs Act is completely outdated and needs to be replaced in its entirety, and that might be a longer process, but this is actually just a small change and clarification within the existing framework, so it's actually pretty it could be done pretty quickly if the government decided to do it.
How will this affect New Zealand?
How will it affect New Zealand? I don't think it will make it too much difference to the average person. It'll only make any difference to people that do use these substances. It's not encouraging people to use them. It's just making sure that if they do choose to use them, then there is an option for them to be able to get those substances checked to make sure they are what they thought they were. And I think it's particularly important because in the past 20 years, we've got like over 600 synthetic substances that have appeared on the drug market that weren't there before. And these substances are more dangerous than the traditional drugs that people often think that they're getting. And so we need to really help people have the information that they need to know what they're going to take.
That was Nathan Brown from the NZ Drug Foundation.
Perfect. Thank you, Damien. We will be right back with our last interview.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.